I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Under Turkey's new anti-terrorism law, the government will retain the same power it had during the state of emergency, and that could impact the case of American pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson's been accused of trying to overthrow the Turkish government. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
"The rule of law has sort of faded so that you can be brought in and held, and the chances of being able to defend yourself, the chances of actual evidence and rule of law and truth and justice, those things have been sort of put on the back burner in favor of control by the government of President Erdogan."
Meanwhile, there are reports that say Brunson's investigation has now expanded to include his wife. This story continues to unfold, so pray courage for Brunson and his wife. And earlier this month, Argentina's senators struck down a landmark abortion bill in a major victory for pro-life advocates. Now, the bill would have allowed abortions within the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. Currently, the largely Catholic nation only allows abortions in cases of rape or when the mother's health is at risk. And the vote was pretty close, 38-31. While this was an encouraging moment for pro-lifers in Argentina, Eric Verstrate, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says Christians all over the world need to continue promoting the value of unborn babies' lives. Ultimately, this is accomplished in the gospel.
The best foundation that we can come is our faith in Jesus Christ, that He is the best pro-life message. He will give us the courage to continue to stand and fight for the unborn.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.